Having trust issues? Call 888-9-CALL-KIM. It's your time with Kim Iverson.
I learned it from watching you, okay? Do you remember those commercials? Where did you get this? Where did you learn this? I learned it from watching you. These days, they're teaching elementary school kids about drugs, which they taught us back then, too. But it's getting more graphic. They're being much more aggressive on the war on drugs, starting with the elementary school kids. They're showing them photographs of meth addicts, heroin addicts, who don't have any good veins left. So they're shooting the drugs into their eyeballs. They are showing them, you know, talking to them more about club drugs, pill parties, just getting more in depth with it. I'm just wondering if 10 is too young. I mean, I can understand once you get to high school, you really need to start talking about that stuff. But do you really want to burn this into the kid's brain at the age of 10? I mean, is that something that's healthy for them, do you think? Or is it just going to scar them for life? 888-9-CALL-KIM. Hillary, what do you think?
Hi. Well, I think that this sounds a lot like the DARE program of the 90s.
Yeah.
Which there were scientific studies done that showed that that was ineffective. It was basically showing kids how to do drugs.
Is that really what it did? Because I remember sitting there like during the DARE, and I remember having a t-shirt, like a red t-shirt with the black lettering DARE. And I thought that that helped me stay away from drugs. Then again, I probably stayed away from drugs because my whole family's on drugs and I saw what happened to them, which wasn't very good.
Right. I mean, it's different for everybody and you can't take, you know, individual cases, but overall, it just wasn't as effective.
So it just showed them. So these kids are looking at these pictures of these heroin addicts and they're like, okay, lesson number one, find another way to do the heroin than shooting up.
Yeah, right. And two, when you see these images, if they're starting this at age 10, they're going to see it probably every year as they, you know, do this program throughout their grade school career.
Right.
So over time, they're going to become desensitized to the images and it just won't seem that big of a deal anymore. And in reality, when they're with their friends and someone offers them drugs, they aren't going to think, they're not going to associate that, you know, initial shock.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you, Hillary. Ashley.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a nurse at an urgent care clinic, and I just wanted to say that I think that showing these kids graphic photos and whatnot, I think it's a good idea because they're obviously not effective. I had a 10-year-old, her mom come in to have her drug tested because she was away. She disappeared for about 3 days. And she tested positive for opiates and marijuana.
Whoa, a 10-year-old?
A 10-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, kids are very, very visual learners. So I remember DARE said, well, this is what can happen to you. And it never showed you. It never gave you a depiction of what it was like. Kids, you know, it's in one ear and out the other. Visual stays with them. So I feel like showing them pictures
is the way to go.
You know, yeah, you know, because it sticks with them. I remember when I was a kid seeing a movie of just this drug addict because I had a bad nanny that let us watch this awful
movie. Oh, my
gosh.
Let's start showing kids Requiem for a Dream.
You know.
No, let's not. That's the worst. I'm scarred for life from that movie. Traffic.
I know, but I remember, you know, that vision sticks in my mind, you know, and kids, like I said, very visual learners. And, you know, you came out great because you actually had to see it. And I feel for you in terms of that must have been traumatizing, but you stayed away from the stuff.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the first my first aunt died when I was 10, and then the last three actually passed away when I was in high school, every year of high school, actually, from drug use and alcoholism, which is really, really unfortunate. Definitely not a way you want to go. I'm going to still keep these lines open, 888-922-5554. They're showing fifth graders very graphic photographs of heroin users, meth users. They're teaching them about club drugs, pill parties. Is 10 too young? 888-9-CALL-KIM.
Sometimes we just need a little outside help. Need someone you can trust? Call your girlfriend, Kim. 888-9-CALL-KIM. It's your time with Kim Iverson.